5:15.
Hell yeah, it is.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. It's Bob and Corby, and our good friend Mike Soroy here is in for Danny this week. And that must mean that it's not Pigpen. It's the Sea Cow's No Wake Zone.
Tell me, have you ever seen such whiskers? Growing on such a friendly snout. A wrinkled face, funny little flippers.
Aww.
He's graceful in the water, though he's stout. You and me and a manatee swimming down the river near the deep blue sea. They tell me
how does this song exist?
What?
Playing in the water with a manatee.
Well,
all right.
Here
yeah,
it is.
The No Wake Zone. Welcome to the No Wake Zone, everybody.
Yay!
Let's slow it on down now because the only enemy of the manatee is the propeller.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and keep it.
That's true.
Keep it nice and slow. Well, thanks for letting me do this. No pig pen this week, but I'm going to have a little fun, I hope.
Uh-huh.
So around these parts of the ticket, everybody has a different taste in music. You know, Red Dirt Giorgio. We have Jake and his rap music. Donnie knows his 80s and 90s R&B. Davey and Gordon kind of have all the 80s stuff. But nobody's interest in music is more bizarre, more interesting than the Catman, Jeff Catlin, and his metal.
Man,
his death metal, his death core, his death grind.
It's hardcore, and it seems like that it's only gotten worse over like a two-decade span. Like, he really loves this stuff.
Okay, so he isn't reeling it in due to, like, T being lowered and just losing your fastball a little bit with age?
I'm not going to say it's between 10 and noon, but every now and again I'll walk by and he'll be just jamming it in his office instead of listening to our radio station.
Man, it's hard. And I think he's, like, trying to pass this sound to the daughter who now is way into this stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's for real.
Yeah.
The daughter's into it, huh?
I think so.
And not often do I walk in a room and light up the face of Jeff Catlin where he looks happy, but he was this week as I asked him to assist me in the No Wake Zone today.
Okay.
We're going to play a game. Call it a game show if you want. It is Corby versus Dan.
Wait, Bob?
Wait a minute.
Dan McDowell joining us. No, I'm
here
just
comes
kidding.
Dan.
It is Corby versus Bob Sturm, and it's a game called Cat Band or Die.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the three band names. One of them is an actual cat band. The other two,
a real death metal band.
100%. The other two are completely made up.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So you're going to have to decide among the three I give you. I have seven different little categories. Which one of these is real? And then, obviously, by default, which two are not? And then we'll find out from a special guest who the actual answer is.
This
okay.
is great.
All right. All right, round one, let's go down to the farm. Here are your three options. Cattle suffocation. Cattle decapitation. Cattle immolation. Which of these three is a real band?
Do I write it down or can we talk? Or, like, I don't understand how we're doing this. You want me to go first?
It's real loose. Don't
okay,
care.
Why don't you let me go first?
Okay.
Then he goes second.
Can he pick the same as you?
I guess.
Look, the game part's just kind of mixed in.
Okay.
So, whatever.
I think cattle decapitation.
No way.
Is the real band.
All right, we'll go back and forth, and then, but you have to pick something different.
Cattle immolation.
Cattle immolation?
Yeah.
Let's find out who the real band is.
Cattle Decapitation is an American death metal band from San Diego, California. They're probably best known for their crazy-looking logo that you can't even read, but that doesn't really make them too different from any other death or black metal band out there. They've also been associated with technical death metal in the past, and Cattle Decapitation used to be on a record label called Satan's Pimp. Cat's band is Cattle Decapitation.
Cat's band is Cattle Decapitation. Corby has a point, and yes.
Did he just read a draft profile?
He did. He did.
That is awesome.
Do I own the board?
Wow.
No, Bob goes first this
okay,
time.
Okay,
this is
okay.
Genius.
Okay.
All right, round two is 6 feet under. One of these three is a real band. The other two are not. You ready?
Okay.
Coffin worm. Coffin sex. Coffin finger.
Coffin worm. Coffin sex. Or coffin finger.
Correct.
Coffin worm is my answer.
Bob is locked. Corby?
I am going for coffin finger.
Let's find out who the cat band is.
Coffin Worm from Indianapolis, Indiana is a black and sludge, doomy death metal band that was active from 2007 to 2016. And in that time, they released two albums, one of which is one of my favorite albums of all time from 2014, 418. Some of their song titles are called Sympathectomy, Instant Death Syndrome, and A Death Sentence Called Life. Coffin Worm is the Catman band.
Man, I love
one
this.
One of his favorite albums of all time.
I swear, most of these, he's like, I won't even need to look anything up for these draft profiles. He just had them.
Coffin Worm.
We are tied at 1-1 here in the No Wake Zone.
This is great. Round three.
Category number three. I don't have a name for it. One of these three is a real band. The other two are not. A little rough. We're getting a little rough here.
You're okay. You're going first, Corby?
Yeah.
Corby goes first.
Okay.
I practice these, but reading them is a little tougher. Drink my vomit. Vomitory. Vomit fountain. One of these is a real band.
I think that vomitory sounds like a band. Like,
it really does. That's where I was going to.
I'm going to have to go vomitory.
Okay,
Bob,
so the other...
You don't have to do it against me.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does? Okay, all right.
So, okay, what are the other two? What are the wrong two?
Drink my vomit or vomit fountain.
All right, vomit fountain is the wrong answer, but I think Corby's already got the right answer.
Catman?
Vomitory is an old-school Swedish death metal band. Formed in 1989 with their debut, Raped in Their Own Blood, Vomitory also released Blood Rapture and the classic Terrorize, Brutalize, Sodomize. After breaking up after their 2011 release, in 2018, Vomitory announced they're getting back together.
Yes!
Vomitory is the Catman's band.
Yes!
Congratulations, Corby. You're leading 2-1.
Is that like a lavatory, but it's a vomitory?
Yeah.
Like instead of going to the bathroom, like if you're at a concert and there's sick people.
Excuse me, can you show me to the vomitory?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kind of curious what the members of the band look like since they're getting back together.
I know.
You?
Not good.
Well, if they come to town, we can join the Catman and
probably not
go support them. All right, Bob, you're up first. Here's your next 3-pack of Cat Band or Die bands.
Okay.
One of these, a real band that Cat likes. The other two are not. Goat whore. Snail whore. Pig whore. Which one's a real cat band, Bob?
I mean, when in doubt, you go with the goat, right? Because death metal is pretty obsessed with the goat. So let's go goat whore.
Yeah, somehow the goat.
I think it's a Satan thing.
Yeah, like why are Satan people into goats? Like those are the most...
Horns, maybe?
I think so. I don't know.
Like a pentagram
thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why... I don't get it, though. Whatever. You're right. It's got to be goat whore.
I feel pretty good about this
but
one.
In honor of Danny, I'm going to go with pig whore.
And that's why I put pig whore on there, because it's definitely goat whore. Here's Cat.
Goat Whore is from New Orleans, Louisiana, and one of my favorite bands over the last 10 years because they mine the depths of black and death metal but infuse it with thrash metal influences on their most recent two releases, Vengeful Ascension and Constricting Rage of the Merciless. Goat Whore songs often contain the themes of Satanism, witchcraft, anti-Christianity, and the occult, but recently they've started talking about Armageddon and the Holocaust in their last two albums.
Oh, it's
Goat Whore.
They've lightened the mood.
They've decided to
Bob
cast a sunnier disposition on things.
We're all tied up at 2 apiece. We're moving on to the sacrilege portion of today's game.
Good.
One of these three are real band, the other two are not. Corby's up first. Hang the bishop. Burn the priest. Drown the nun.
Wow.
Which of these is a real band that Kat likes?
Listen to this drummer, by the way. Pull this up. Burn the nun.
It's soothing.
Wait,
no,
what?
No. Hang the bishop, burn the priest, drown the nun.
I'm going to say hang the bishop. And the only reason I'm saying that is because there's a Smith song with Hang the DJ in there, and it just sounds better than the other ones. But, man, this one, I have no idea.
Corby's locked.
See, I think the chalk is Burn the Priest. I think that's the one that seemed most obvious for a death metal band.
Yeah, Bishop is kind of out there for a term.
Like, going after the nun, that just feels like even too far for them.
Come on.
So, the priest.
Bob has Burn the Priest. Corby has Hang the Bishop. Catman has...
I do.
Burn the Priest is a thrash metal band from Richmond, Virginia. Many think that Burn the Priest is carrying the torch of thrash metal left behind by the likes of Pantera in the 90s and Metallica, Slayer, and others in the 80s. If you're not familiar with Burn the Priest, it's because they changed their name after their debut studio album in 1999. Burn the Priest is too offensive, so they went with the much less offensive moniker, Lamb of God, since then.
Oh!
Lamb of God is by far the most popular and biggest band to come out of the new wave of American heavy metal in the 2000s.
See, that's
but
like...
it's Burn the Priest. That's the Catman's band.
That's, it's like, you
It'll
know...
It'll always be Burn the Priest to me, man.
It's like Pearl Jam used to be called Mookie Blaylock. Like, no, you know, people don't know that.
Yeah.
Lamb of God, of course I know.
We all
but
know
not,
Lamb of God.
I never knew Burn the Priest.
Of course I know, yeah.
Wow, good job, Bob.
So 3-2, that's a big...
3-2.
I think
and you're holding the trump card over here.
Yeah,
yeah, I broke serve there.
You're holding the hammer. 3-2 is the lead. Bob, you are picking first.
This is vital.
Let's just say things are going to continue to get even weirder.
Oh, no.
In our next category. One of these three, a real band. The other two are not. Satan's Almighty Penis.
Out.
Uh-oh. I need a bed under it because I can't do it otherwise. The option number two. Satan's Pussycat. Option three. Satan's Nuts.
Ooh.
Bob may just take a knee here.
It's got to be Satan's Pussycat, right?
Bob is locked in with Satan's Pussycat. Corby.
It can't be the penis one. All right, I'm going to go with Satan's Nuts.
We slow this segment down.
Catman.
Satan's Almighty Penis?
What?
Is a black metal band from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and should not be confused with simply Satan's Penis from New York City, New York. They've been active since 1999, and in that time they've managed to release two, count them, two full-length proper studio albums. Pulsing Feral Spire was the follow-up to Into the of Chaos back in 2004. Satan's Almighty is the real band.
Wow.
Wow.
Not in a million years.
Amazing.
A stumper. Neither one of you guys got it right. So Bob still does have the lead, 3-2. Corby, you get the pick first, and this is the final category.
Okay.
So we're going to have a tie at best, because I have no tiebreaker planned.
Well, I'm ahead.
Yeah, you're up 3-2.
So we can win or tie.
Oh, yes. I'm saying Corby can only tie.
Okay.
Yeah, you can definitely win.
Or do we play for everything?
Fine, this one's worth 2. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. This one's worth 5 for the pentagram.
Ooh.
All right, one of these three is real.
For the pentagram.
One of these three is real, and the other two are not. Dante's Dangerous Dildo.
What?
Felix's Fetus Feast. Evil Edna's Horror Toilet.
I don't believe any of this.
Oh, my God. What's the second one?
Felix's Fetus Feast.
I'm going with that. They always like to work in the fetus.
That's got
to
be it.
Yeah. Felix's Fetus Feast is what I'm going to go with.
What are the other two? What are the two fake ones?
I'm going to say him, but you have to say the name of the man. You can't pick one or two. It's Dante's Dangerous Dildo or Evil Edna's Horror Toilet.
Yeah, it's Felix.
Well, pick one, Bob.
What's Edna?
Evil Edna's Horror Toilet.
Mike, I'd like to go with Evil Edna's Horror Toilet.
For the win, perhaps.
Okay.
No, it's not for the win.
Catman.
Evil Edna's Horror Toilet is a cat band or a band at all. It's more a legendary collaboration and one-off with members of Magic Mushroom, Osric Tentacles, Ululators, and Webcore. They had one cassette. Yeah, it was a cassette. It came out in 1986 called Too Much Gristle in the Blank Mange. It's pretty weird. It's pretty hard to find. And if you have this in your collection, I raise the horns to you. Evil Edna's Horror Toilet is Catman's band.
Wow!
There it is!
Congratulations, Woo! Bob.
It's Bob.
That is a stellar victory on your part.
You've made it through the no-wake zone.
It's my first win in the no-wake zone.
You can put the throttle down and head out to open water.
Oh, God, that was awesome.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was awesome by Cat, too.
That really was.
The draft profile music kind of made it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Boy, remember those draft profile beds. Those are great. All right. Thank you, Mike.